The meditations that Venerable Geshe explains in the final section of the book, How to Understand the Mind, are known as the meditations on the stages of the path, or sometimes we say the stages of the path of the three types of being. These meditations are the very core of our Buddhist tradition. I'm in the Kadampa Temple for World Peace at Manjushri Kadampa Meditation Center. So the word Kadampa, we are Kadampa Buddhists. There are, of course, many different traditions of Buddhism. We are Kadampa Buddhists. What is a Kadampa Buddhist? It's someone who puts all of Buddha's teachings into practice using this special presentation of meditation. There are many different presentations of the stages of the path meditations. There is this 14 meditation presentation. There's a 21 meditation presentation in the new meditation handbook. There are various different presentations. These are meditations that we can do spending a long time on just one and then later moving on, or we can do them in a sequence where we do one a day or one a week. We can also do these meditations all together. We can do a scanning meditation where we go through the complete sequence in one session, spending as long or as briefly as we have time to do. So this sequence of meditations is a structure that we use for putting all of Buddha's teachings into practice. Now, Buddha's purpose for attaining his enlightenment and then revealing what he'd understood was to lead us to a state where we have truly solved all of our problems. There are no problems left. There's nothing that could happen that could agitate our mind. Even severe illness, even death, even great tragedies amongst those we love wouldn't disturb our mind in a negative way, but would simply empower us to act in the most beneficial way. Now, our mind all the time focused on other, focused on benefiting. It's incredible what we can achieve. We often undervalue or deny our potential. Now, we all have the potential for enlightenment, for becoming truly protectors of others. But when we get to this presentation, a lot of people will not see immediately how it relates to the particular difficulty that we're facing. Maybe there's certain things we're worried about or we're stressed about. And you know, for example, you might come and visit Manjushri Kadampa Meditation Center and hear us talking about Kadampa meditation. This presentation, the stage of the path, is everything. It's perfect. And we think, oh, wow. Oh. And then we're like, I don't know. So these meditations, of course, we can do them in an interpretative way. Like we can read them and we can think, okay, how can I do that in a way that's authentic to me? You know, for example, the first meditation, the meditation on the preciousness of our human life. It's a meditation that is uplifting us, empowering us, encouraging us to seize the essence of our life, make each moment count, recognizing that each moment of our life is unique and uniquely precious, and give us extraordinary opportunities. We can do that meditation in many ways, all of which are uplifting and empowering and so forth. So we can do it in an interpretive way, by which I mean adjusting the meditation to fit in with the way we understand the world and doing it in a way that makes sense for us right now. But the most power from these meditations, the way these meditations become truly life-changing when we do them fully as they're intended, which means quite literally. And in order to be able to do that, there's a few things we need to understand about our mind. What is our mind? Understanding the nature of our mind unlocks the extraordinary power of these meditations, the life-changing power of these meditations. These meditations are a pathway that have been followed generation after generation, leading meditators of the past and of the present to the state of actual enlightenment, to a state completely beyond sorrow. We have that path, but our ability to follow it depends upon understanding what is the mind.